Ryan, and I know being conference now, I know you got business to take care of, and I thank the Lord we've enjoyed some of the greatest business, and that's Jesus, amen? The business of serving and a living and true God. But the Lord is so good. It's good to see you. A lot of memories, like a preliminary, half the night, never touch on even a little bit of what we have on our mind and our thoughts. My dad stood behind this pulpit, and there's a lot of times I'd give $1 million to just say, "Dad, let's talk a few minutes." But I can't do that now, Toby. He's gone. I said goodnight to him. I have my mother with me tonight. And it's a joy, Mom, to sit with you. And if one of us goes, before we meet again here, we'll meet on the other side. We'll have a family reunion. Amen. Brother J.D. Hambrick. Brother Albert Mobley. Some men of God that had commitment, knew what it was to be committed to their community and their church, their families. And you know, I believe we're needing that in America tonight. I pray that our younger generation will not be afraid of commitment, not be afraid of trusting the Lord with their lives and building it on something that will stand for eternity. Amen. Won't you pray for me for a little while? We do have a message that won't last long, so please pray. Pay close attention. Stay with me close in the Word. If you have your Bible, we'll not hold you no longer than the Lord would have us to. Amen. I believe God gives us sense to know when we lose a congregation of people's attention, then we have lost all hopes of the message taking its place, lodging place in their heart. Amen. So I believe God gives men of God enough sense and leadership of the Spirit to know when to hush and when to speak. Amen. I appreciate the men of God tonight. Appreciate you, humble pastor. It's a great blessing to me. He's my pastor. See, he's my pastor tonight. And if I was here where I could show him how I love him, Pastor, I'd open the door for you when you started out. And I'd even probably run down to your car and I'd open it for you where you could sit down and get in. Because a pastor that loves you and a pastor that loves his church, the flock of the Lord, is a man that you better reverence and you better love him. You better lift him up in prayer. And you better pray that God will shield him and protect him. I'm so full, I don't know if I can preach or not. You may have to preach, Brother C.L., amen? My cup runneth over, amen? I tell you, my wife, I can tell her cup was running over. And others here tonight, they're just a good spirit, aren't they, amen? I'm glad I'm on the spout where the glory comes out. Amen? And it's just heart nearly more than your heart can contain. Amen? If you don't know what it is to be saved and knowing the love and the precious Lamb of God, you don't know what life's all about. Amen? God is so good. Hallelujah. See, this is not all of it. This is just the getting ready place. Amen. One day after a while, we'll go home where we'll really know what living's all about. Amen. Here it's just a learning process. That's all it is. I thought about them young preachers. We come out of a Brush Harbor revival last week, and we watched those young preachers as they were stammering and reaching out and trying to learn how to do different things. And I watched them make mistakes, and I called back 15 years ago that I made myself, and I said, "God, I couldn't get mad at them if I had to, because I've been right where they standing." And I just said, "God, give me grace to love them and help keep on keeping on, amen, some way that they'll see where they're going and get their bearings and get their own sight on the Lord. God will never fail you, amen. Brother, if you'll stay with Him, He'll bless you and He'll make out of you what you ought to be, amen, if you'll stay with the Lord tonight." I want you to go with us to God's Word. If you'll just pray for us for a few moments tonight, amen. Turn with us into St. John chapter 4, verses 40. St. John chapter 4 and verses 45. Let's go down to verse 45. Amen. We'll just get right into the heart of the message tonight. St. John chapter 4 and verses 45. And I'm going to give you a few minutes to find it. Amen. We get a lot of times us preachers, we have ours marked. You don't have yours marked. And we'll just jump in and take off like you was right with us and know exactly where we're going to be preaching from. And I know a lot of people like to get their Bible turned to Scripture and be able to take your ink pen, mark the Scripture, maybe over on the side of the column. Maybe you'd like to put the title of the text. Amen. There's a lot of things I enjoy about the Word of God. Amen. It's important tonight. You're important. You're here for a purpose and a reason. And you know, I've often said, if you can get a fourth of your church dedicated, consecrated to God, and realize really their purpose, you've got the battle whooped. Amen. Right there. Amen. All right, listen to the reading of God's Word. The Lord's got a thought in this that I want you to pay close attention to. And before we read that, let's just flip all the way back. I hadn't got it marked, but I feel like it's important. To St. John chapter 1, verse 1. You may already know what it says. You won't have to flip back, but just hold your finger there on St. John chapter 4. He said, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Amen. All right, I want you to listen now. Jesus had done a great miracle. He had touched the lady, amen, the woman there, the impotent man, and many other things He had done. The Lord said in verse 45 of St. John chapter 4, "So Jesus came again unto Cana of Galilee, where He made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. And when he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto Him and besought Him that He would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then said Jesus unto him, Except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. The nobleman saith unto Him, Sir, come down ere my child die. Jesus saith unto him, Go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, Thy son liveth." Amen. "Then inquired he of them the hour when he began to amend. And they said unto him, Yesterday at the seventh hour the fever left him. So the father knew that it was at the same hour in which Jesus said unto him, Thy son liveth, and himself believed, and his whole house." This again, the second miracle that Jesus did when He was come out of Judea into Galilee. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, tonight, God, for Your blessings and Your mercy. Lord, we thank You for the privilege of being here at Union Hill First Congregational Methodist Church. God, we thank You, Lord, for the Word tonight. And God, we know there's a need across America. There's a need in all of our churches and all of our hearts, God, tonight, that we'll realize the battle's on and the devil's raging. But Lord, greater is He that's in us than he that's in the world. And God, I pray tonight that we'll grab new wind, new strength. And Lord, our scope of vision of belief and faith will be increased as never before. And God, that we will not worry about the man down the road failing to do his job. But Lord, we will look at ourselves and evaluate where we stand tonight, oh God. And say, Lord, if it takes till the midnight hour, I'll do my part as God's child and I'll be obedient. And Lord, receive the blessing that You've got for me, because You promised, God, if I'd be an obedient a servant of the Lord, You would give me that You promised, God, tonight. Lord, I pray, bless this church and every part of it, God. I pray, Lord, that Your name be magnified. You said, if I be lifted up, I draw all men unto me. Amen. Help us, God, tonight, that above all that's said and done, we lift up Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. Amen. All right, I want you to notice now the Scripture tonight. And I told you a while ago, my cup's running over, amen? But I'll do my best by the grace of God. We feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost tonight. I want you to notice the setting of the Scripture. First of all, you find our precious Lord and Savior Jesus Christ here. As He headed back into this city, the Bible said, again into Cana of Galilee, but there was a nobleman that met him that his son was sick at Capernaum, amen? And the Bible states that Jesus was on the road to Capernaum, amen, or on the road there, amen, in the city, and the father comes to him, and he's concerned because he realizes his child is at the point of death. Did you know tonight, I'm glad when we really get to see what's at stake in our country and in our land, we really get concerned, don't we? Amen. I thank God tonight there's people that's still concerned about the church. They're concerned about their neighbor. They're concerned about the community. Amen. They're concerned about all around them. Amen. There's a lot of people still concerned. Amen. There's a lot that's not. Amen. But I'm glad there's a lot that is. And so Jesus, the Bible said, looked at this nobleman. Now I want you to get the picture tonight, because like I said, the message is going to be short, so I want you to listen. Amen. Did you know even in our day and time, we have to look on something and visually see it to believe it. Amen. A lot of time we don't really believe God can work a miracle. If we did, we'd fall on our knees more often and say, Lord, our neighbor is dying and going to hell, and Lord, I want to see him get saved. Amen. That's a miracle, praise the Lord. But I want you to know tonight, Jesus is as good as His Word, just as good as His Word, and His Word is as good as Jesus. Amen. Just as sure as you're here tonight. Amen. Now the day that we used to live in, when the old patriarchs of old would walk up and they'd take their hands and they'd join together, and that was the contract they made. Amen. A man's word was as good as a man. Amen. You remember them days? You remember them days? You remember when a man didn't have to lock his house? I remember when we first married, we didn't even have locks on the door. We couldn't afford them if we'd had to have them, amen. But we didn't have locks on the door. We didn't even have windows in the back of the house, much less locks on the door. We had gypboard nailed over the back of the house, amen. Boy, I tell you, I get excited just thinking about that. Boy, God brought us a long ways. Now I got two bathrooms. I used to have a two-bedroom house with a path instead of a bath. Amen. A lot of people say, I'd be embarrassed to tell anybody. I'm not, brother. I know where God brought me from, amen. I know what I've got. It's not mine. It's God's. And any day he gets ready, he can take it. Amen tonight. But I want to thank him tonight for letting me bark for a little while. Woo! Hallelujah tonight. So see, the day's come now that you can't believe everybody that says everything that comes out of their mouth. This fellow and I walking, I love the Lord, and the next 6 months you can't find him, amen. You don't know where he went, you don't know what happened to him. He didn't call his pastor, he didn't call his deacon board, he didn't tell anybody anything. He decided to go low for it. Amen. While his church struggled and tried to make it, I don't believe God's in that foolishness. Never have, never will, amen. I believe when we get saved, sanctified, and filled with what God's got, we get committed, amen. Yeah. But I'll tell you this tonight, Jesus is as good as His Word, and His Word's as good as He is. And so this man had only seen Jesus in the flesh. All this man had seen was what Jesus had done in the very presence of the Lord. He had seen, no doubt, Jesus heal sick people. See, Christ was working miraculous miracles all across the land. I got to preach over in the Word of God the other day about the strong man armed. That was Satan, amen. But the stronger man that spoiled his goods was Jesus Christ. Woo! Hallelujah! We're not going to lose. We're going to glory. Amen tonight. Get saved and stay saved. And God will bless you. I remember that day. And a man was as good as his word, and his word was as good as a man. I remember the day when people were what they said they were. I remember that day. But Jesus had walked down this street, and this nobleman had seen Christ do miracles. He said, oh, if I can just get Jesus to my son, he's sick. Woo! I know people tonight that are sick, Bobby. And I wished I could see the Lamb of Jesus Christ, the lowly Nazarene, walk in the doors of their house and say, Daddy, you're tired of being an alcoholic and a drug addict. Why don't you get saved? Amen. But he can't do that tonight. He just can't do that now. He's not in the flesh anymore anyhow. Yes, he did come in the flesh. Took on the shape of a man and walked on this old ungodly earth some 30-something years. But he's not now. He's seated at the right hand of the Father. Woo! Making intercession for every child of God that will say, yes, I believe in the Word, the divine Word of God. I believe it. I stand on it. I build my life on it. I die on it. Amen. I believe it. Praise the Lord. Church members drowning in unbelief. Don't know where to turn. Woo! I'm glad I got directions one day at Calvary. Amen. Let me borrow that, brother, just a minute. Can I see yours? Just a minute, thank you. What do you see right here? Somebody said, well, I see a pretty book. It's got gold on the outside of the pages. You know where it's at in case it flips, don't you? It's pretty binding on the front side. Look at that. Ain't that pretty? Boy, God's blessed us to live in a nation that makes pretty books and beautiful Bibles too. But you know what I see when I see this? I see a compass. Woo! I see a compass. When I get where the static of the devil is so powerful, friend, the demons of hell has got a place in your church. The Bible said he knew where Satan's seat was, and he still does. Amen. Yes, he does, neighbor. When the magnetic power of hell gets so great, and your children and my children and your loved ones and my loved ones, your community or my community or wherever it is gets to enjoying sin more than they do God. And the devil and his crowd start saying a lot of things that just ain't true. I'm glad I can put my Geiger counter, the holy Geiger counter of God, up and say, Lord, which direction should I go in? Woo! And he said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. Amen. If you get to glory, you'll go God's way. Amen. Yeah. And them bunch of mossback hypocrites in Washington, D.C. dying, going to hell. Amen. Signed a bill to kill little babies and called himself a church member. I wished he went where I was pastor. Amen. I'd throw him out Sunday morning unless he got saved. Amen. Amen. That's right. Somebody said, Brother Russ, you're in the wrong attitude. No, I ain't, brother. No, the Bible said you can be angry and sin not. Amen. See, we got so weak kneed and jelly legged. Anything will do. Daddy said, if a man will put up with anything, if just any old way will do, nothing will do at all just as good. Amen. Amen. I don't like him, in case you're wondering. Amen. I just don't like him. I'm not a Democrat or Republican. I just don't like sin.
Amen.
I don't know. Maybe you do like him. I just don't like a drug. Amen. God help me. I won't say that. True anyway, though, ain't it? Jesus, all I ever seen you do was good. But Lord, I've got a son that's dying yonder in Capernaum. If I could only get you to him, he'd live. Mama, you've been sitting there, and the devil's tried to make you believe you'll never see your children saved. You'll never see your children back in church sitting on the pew rejoicing in the Lord. The devil says, ha, ha, ha. You've lost this long. You're going to keep losing. You tell that rascal he's a liar and the father of it. Will you do that tonight? Will you do that? Will you tell him in the name of Jesus? He will be defeated. Amen. The Lamb of God can do it.
Amen.
So this man, he kept talking to Jesus about coming on to Capernaum. Oh, but what he didn't understand was his word was as good as he was. Woo! And he said, now I'm going to show you something, son. You ain't seen yet. You've seen me heal the lame and cure the blinded eyes, unstep the deaf ears, heal the broken legs. You've seen me cast out the demons, but now you're going to see something you ain't seen yet, son. He said, all I'm going to do is just speak the word. Woo! What have I got tonight? I've got the word, son. I've got the word of God. Amen. That's just as good as he is. Amen. He's as good as his word, and his word is as good as he is. We've got the word tonight, and that's all we need. Amen. To see miracles performed, to see the devil on the run. and the church on the upswing again. And so he said, "Oh, I just want to read it to you. I just can't believe tonight the Lord has blessed America like He has." And yet we say, "Well, if Jesus is here in person, things would be different." No, it wasn't. Be just like the same old boy busted hell. Why don't we say, "Lord, if you just send one back from the dead, I've got five brothers. My oldest brother's here tonight. He don't know how much it blessed my heart, Ed, when I walked in, seeing you sitting there. I tell people everywhere I go, I said, I've got two brothers. And I said, if I need them right now, I could call them. And they'd be here just as quick as their automobile would bring them. I said, and I'd do the same for them. As good as it is to have loved ones in the flesh, oh, I want you to see what this old boy's going to get in the spirit. I want you to see what he's going to get. You may not have a brother. You may not have a sister. This man was standing in the churchyard, and I walked out. He was a good moral type person in the churchyard. Now his life outside there, from what he tells me, was a rough life. But I looked. He said, "No." He said, "I'm not a Christian." Yes, he wouldn't either, was he? "No, I remember that God saved you." But he looked at me and he said, "Brother Russ," he said, "I'm going to keep coming till I do get saved." Woo! I never heard nobody say that in my life. I'm still biting. I said, "What?" He said, "I'm going to keep coming till I do get saved." Hey, my brother Ernie, you're saved tonight. Would you just wave towards Jesus? Are you saved? Amen. Thank God tonight. I believe He is with all my heart. Brother, hear me tonight. God can work a miracle in your family, in your community, in your church. He is our God. Amen. And He'll do all for us tonight. We got a little book that's coming out in about maybe a couple of months. And it's titled Walking with Faith. And it's just to walk through what God has let us enjoy for the last 5 years. People were financially broke. Had nothing hardly to eat. Decided to turn their lives over to the Lord. Go to tithing. I'm talking about 10% or more of their salary. Done without groceries. I know them. Done without groceries. To give God His part. And tonight they own their own home. They own their own land. They've got a cupboard full of food. And they're helping others. Amen. Amen. That's not hearsay. That's no-so. Woo! Get out of here, devil. He's our God. And you've got a loved one that's sick unto death. Sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. It's the worst sickness we've ever had or ever will have is sin. I'd rather see one of my boys leave this whole world with a physical disease. Say, "Dad, I'll see you on the other side," as to see him go to the top of the world's fame of ladders and die without Jesus. Ruby, I don't know if I can stand it. No. Bible said hell was made for the devil and his angels. And if I go, I'll go as an intruder, and I will not be welcome when I get time. Amen. He said it was where the fire is not quenched, where the worm dieth not. Can you imagine an old worm crawling out your nose while the flames of hell gush out? Parts of the I had a dream about that one night. I did. Because I seemingly had got to the point I just couldn't preach on hell like I thought maybe it ought to be preached on. God showed me just a little bit about it. And He showed me a daddy was screaming, crying, saying, "Oh God, that's my son I hear just a little ways from me. God, if I'd have lived right, my son wouldn't be here. If I'd have gotten serious about Jesus, my child wouldn't be in hell. But he is, and it's my fault. Part of it is my fault. And this old boy, I know I got to hurry. I said it's going to be a short message. You don't know that in an hour and a half, did you? Amen. Amen. The nobleman saith unto him, Sir, come down here. My son died, my child died. Jesus saith unto him, Go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him and went his way. I'll ask you a question tonight and then I'm going to close. I've got a lot of other scripture I could go to, but I just don't think it's necessary. Have you believed this word tonight? You know, there was a time, and there still is in my life, Satan don't tempt me with wine and women. You know what he tries me with now? The hardest I've ever been tried in my life. There's a lot of times I have to pull that old semi over on the side of the road, and there's a lot of things been said about Russ Golden. Brother, I'm going to tell you something. Until you get to be a threat to the devil, they ain't going to have nothing to say about you no way. Amen! Brother, as long as God gives me breath, I want to be a problem and a thorn in His side. Amen, by the grace of God. And if they don't like me, they'll just have to learn to live with it. Because I don't intend to throw in the towel. But I pull that old rig over on the side of the highway many a time. And I say, God, the devil's told me there's no God in heaven. There's no divine calling and I'm wasting my life. That there's no such thing as a hell or a heaven. And there's nothing to anything that I've ever stood for. And God, I want to take him back to Bethel just a few minutes. And I'll get out down there on the ground in that old side of the highway. Maybe I'm just standing holding to the old sidearm of that tractor. And I'll say, Devil, let's go to Bethel. He'll say, Oh, no, I'll leave you here. And I'll go down to Bethel. Sis, and I'll get enough strength, Mom, to carry me on to glory. Thank God tonight. Don't you give up! We're getting close to home, friend. This old boy believed the word. He didn't see the miracle. He just believed the words of Christ. In other words, what's he saying? He's as good as his word, and his word is as good as he is. Amen! Just believe his word. Right down here. For an increase in your pay so you can tithe more. Amen. I said everybody wants to give God 20% more, come down the altar and ask God for a 40% raise. Oh, God's good. God, I want to see somebody saved. I'm tired of watching somebody else win people. God, I want to see somebody save myself. I want to ask him right here tonight. I'm going to say, God, I want to see my son saved, my daughter saved. I want to see my neighbor saved. God, I'm tired of hearing that cussing, that fighting, and them beer cans being thrown all over the side of the highway. I want to see Jesus in that person's life right there as a place. Believe the word. He said, ask and you shall receive. Amen? Amen. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Amen. You said, Brother Russ, all that's well and good. That's so good. That sounds so good. But what am I going to do when you leave? My humble pastor goes to his place for boldness. Just me and the Lord and an old devil. Well, see, I'm so glad I didn't write this book and I didn't design this message. The Lord did. And there just ain't no loose ends with God. Amen. So the Lord knew this and he said, Now, I'm going to surprise that nobleman. I'm going to have his servant. Boy, we got some God-filled servants in the house of the Lord. Somebody say, who's going to mow the grass? I will.
Yeah.
Who's going to sweep parking lot? I will. Who's going to go in the nursery with them old screaming, crying youngins and hollering kids? I will. God bless them servants. And here come the servant. And he seen the nobleman. Oh, and I just want to read you what he said because I felt like this thing is too great. The Bible said, as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, Thy son liveth. And then the Bible said, this is the reassurance. The Lord knew what was going to take place. He knew the servants would meet him. And before he ever got to his son, he said, What hour did he get healed? He said, about this time it happened. And the nobleman said, hey, that was the exact same time that Jesus said, thy son liveth. Woo! He wasn't there in person. He was saying word. Amen. It's by faith, by grace, through faith, we are saved. Amen. It's not by sight. The just shall live by faith tonight. And until your faith and my faith excels the flesh of man, we'll never see a miracle accomplished in our life. He's as good as His Word, and His Word is as good as He is. You believe that tonight? Brother, I'll tell you what, God bless this man with a healed son. Now the Word in Hebrews is a cutting tool for God's children. The Word, again, in another place in God's Word, I believe you'll find it in 1 Peter 2 and 2, and I'm not going to turn to it, is a feeding tool for young Christians. Yes, it is. A cutting tool and a feeding tool. The Word. Is the only time that you read your Bible when your pastor's preaching? That's the only time. The only time you open up your Bible and begin to really hunger for the Word, the Scriptures, is when your pastor preaches. Brother, you need to get in the Bible. I pray tonight you'll get in the Word of God, because just as Christ is as good as His Word, and His Word is as good as He is. He don't have to be here in the flesh. He's here in the Spirit.
Amen.
Spirit, the Bible said He came as grace and truth. Tonight, you want a miracle in your life? Do you want to see this building so full and so moving of the power? I like what your pastor said. I appreciate a man like that. Brother, that's the way I feel. If God's blessing you, I'm rejoicing. If God's blessing that down the highway, I'm rejoicing. Because see, we're winning the war if somebody's doing something for Jesus.
Amen.
But how many times does people say, and I've heard this said time and time again, well, we just don't see people saved like we used to. Well, we don't see people praying like we used to.
Amen.
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 We got a whole lot, haven't we? We eat what we want. We ride in what we want. We live in about what we want. We just about get what we want. We've got to the place that we just this nearly don't need God no more. A miracle tonight at Union Hill First Congregational Methodist Church. I'd like to see this old boy on top of this hill over here, Ellie Carter. I'd like to see that old golden boy that has them drunk fits up on top of a hill. I'd like to hear him like the man in the tombs. I'd like to hear he got saved and raised the roof for Jesus. Somebody said, you crazy preacher, he won't ever. No, I ain't crazy. If the Lord can do a miracle, like save a little old boy's life that was at the point of death and dying, if He can straighten out a demonic with the legions of devils in his life, if He can take a woman that was an adulterous lady and make a soul-winning missionary out of her, He can straighten out anybody in this community tonight. And that's what I hope our goal will be. I won't ever forget the old saint of God. I've told about her a million times. Sister Treadmore. I was just a teenage boy when I remember this lady. And there was people that said she was crazy. They didn't like to sit by her because they said she made them nervous. The only thing I remember about this lady was that when she come to church, she stayed all day. All day. Boy, I wish I had some members wanting to stay all day. At 12:05, I can see nothing but watch clock faces like this. Yeah. Boy, it's hard to get your mind where it ought to be when you're seeing that, you know. I know we have to be careful. I know that. I try to be sensible about things. But you know that old saying of God, when a man would get up and start preaching Jesus, she'd raise that little bony arm up there and she'd say, "Woo! Woo!" I remember it so well. You could go to singing about Jesus, and if a singer come along and the anointing of the singer was like it ought to be, that little bony arm would go up again. She'd say, "Woo! Woo!" And I thought that was the best sign of the reality of God I'd ever seen in a person's life. I watched that lady, and when she's through that, I'd say, "Yep, God's here." Yep, God's here. You know why? She wasn't here to impress nobody. She didn't have nothing. She was looked down on as a nobody. Everybody shunned her dirty. She was imposing on a lot of people because she had to be carried from here to yonder. She stayed by herself most of the time. She didn't have nobody but Jesus. Brother, when he made his debut, she cherished every second of his presence. Thank God tonight. Do you believe the words of this book in your heart? Is it going to be what saves daddy, mama, son, or daughter? Is it going to be what turns your life around? Instead of going down, you're going up. I love you tonight. Christ is as good as His Word, and His Word is as good as He is. We don't have to have Him in the flesh. We got His Word. And everything in this book is mine and yours. From our finances, our partnerships, souls being saved, our winning the war. We're not losing. We're gaining ground. There's a lot of things in this old book I don't understand. I preached on the gifts the other day. I made a lot of people mad. A lot of people. Some went home. Some told me they didn't like it. You know, I remember the Apostle Paul, every time he preached, he didn't make everybody happy. Sometimes that dude ended up in jail. And I told him, I said, "You know, when I get to glory, I just won't think like I think now. Bible said I'd have a body that be immortal, and I'd have a mind like Christ." And I believe my Bible said to prefer my brother before myself. I believe that's kind of the way we're going to be thinking, don't you? Brother Toby, I hope you get there, and I hope God just bless you and rewards you a lot more than He does me. See, that's the way I'll be thinking. It won't be like it is now. You know, well, you got a sucker and I didn't get one. He likes him better than he does me. That ain't the way God operates. Amen. When I walk in glory and I see the old prophet Job, I say, "Hey, Job, when you come in the gate, I guess you got the biggest reward for patience any man ever got." He'll say, "Well, I got one, preacher." I'll say, "Yeah, Job, I know it had to be a big one because you're a man of patience." Thank God. Somebody said, "Well, I don't want to do nothing." And that's why you don't want to believe in the rewards. You're just going to sit there and breeze right on through and just say, "Well, you know, we all get to go and go." No, you read your Bible. We'd like to get it down on our terms. So it'd be kind of like church membership. Come if you want to. Get on and try. You know, that's all out of whack, ain't it? Oh, I tell you what, if you could see the stack of pink slips, it'd shock you to death. I got a hush. I love you, Pastor. I hope we'll take Jesus for His Word, because His Word is as good as He is. Would you stand with us tonight while young pastor comes forward? I just feel like tonight might be a time of renewing our spirit. Can I say it that way? Time of renewing our spirit. I believe no matter who you are, or where you come from, there comes a time in our lives when the Lord just wants to renew our spirit, our inner spirit. That we can be as this nobleman. We can say, "Lord, I believe in Thy Word." Brother Jeff, I'd like for them, if they would tonight, just a little different. I'd like for Sister Selma just to play that old song, "Sweet Hour Prayer." And Sister Gerald, if she would, not sing a lick. I really feel that tonight. It's been a long time since you've walked down to this altar and you buried your face in and said, "God, You know the needs of my life. But Lord, regardless what comes or goes, I want to stay the course with Jesus. I really believe that God is speaking to hearts and lives tonight. I want you to come right now, would you? Would you come right now? It's been a long time since you've walked down to this altar. But you want to come tonight. God bless you. Every individual, man, woman, boy, or girl, that's coming this way tonight. Thank God, almost everybody in this building. If you feel that impression, don't let nothing hit you.